Well, first of all, Brock, good to talk to you. What this season so far for Northwest Missouri State, how's it gone? Looks like the Bearcats are, one of the better teams in Division II this year again.
We're 5-0 right now, and I mean, we've won a couple games. We still don't think we played it, but we're just trying to get better every week, you know.
What's it like playing for a program that every year preseason, first thing everybody says to you is, are you going to win another national championship? I mean, the expectation for Northwest Missouri State is national championship or, it's a disappointing season. What's it like with those expectations each year going into it?
I mean, that's just our thought process as a team. We go in the season, we expect to do good things. But right now we're just taking it week by week, trying to get better every week. We can't regress as a team, so there's no getting worse each week. And MIAA, all teams are good. You got to play well every week. You can lose one. So we just go into every week as a new week, just trying to get better, play our best football we can.
I know you started out on the community college level in Iowa after high school. How did that prepare you for what you now are doing at Northwest Missouri State at the NCAA Division II level?
It's a little bit different. I mean, the only difference, the competition was still, that Iowa Western competition was still great. I mean, playing there really helped me get ready for here. But the family atmosphere here is just a whole nother level compared to junior college. I mean, which it's going to be. It's not a two-year get-out deal. But, yeah, here the family atmosphere is just incredible. Getting to know people. I mean, really, just turning to your brothers when you're here, especially in our offensive line as a unit. They were just really welcoming when I got here, so that really helped.
Now, you're a second-string offensive lineman. Do you have any responsibilities during the game, or are you just kind of rooting your teammates on, and then when it's your turn to go in, you go in and do your thing?
And as the twos, we just kind of watch the field, especially trying to help our ones. If we see something, then maybe they'll see their – I mean, because when you're out there playing, you're not going to see everything that's happening. If a backer's flying over the top or they're fitting underneath, we're kind of watching for them too, just trying to help them out when they get to the sideline, talk to them, and see what they're seeing. We just try to help out if we need to.
Let's go back to your high school days. What do you remember most about playing football in high school and playing for the Panthers and suiting up every Friday night?
High school football was a whole other level. That was so fun. The biggest thing I missed was that feeling for the Panther walk and then just walking down in the Kenlock Stadium. I mean, it's really, I still haven't got that feeling to this day. It's just on a whole other level.
How close do you keep up with the Panthers, I know you're busy with, your football responsibilities in college right now.
Yeah, a lot of times I try to watch it on Twitter, and we usually have meetings and stuff that night about right the time they start playing. But I actually listened to the Pelo game. When was that, last week? I listened to the Pelo game because I knew it was close. Well, we started out, was it 3-0, right?
Yeah,
we started out 3-0, so I was trying to keep an eye on that Pelo game, and I saw going the first half, it was 10-0, I think, which is just, I thought, that's crazy because, I mean, every time I played Pelo, it was close in the first half, and then second half, it just always gets out of hand. Like, Coach Pelo is doing some really good things there. I was happy to see that.
After college, what's in the future for you? After college, as far as your major and everything, or, what's the next path for Brock Cavanaugh?
My major is elementary education, and I'm not really sure where or what's going on with it yet because I still have I still got to do the whole student teaching gig and just kind of see what I get to know.